Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election. And today we will conclude our study of the article which was written by Dr. Quanta Ahmed in her response to Representative Ilhan Omar, who she declared to be anti-Semite. And obviously, as we shared before, Dr. Ahmed herself is a Muslim from Pakistani background who pretend to be a moderate Muslim, or as he calls himself, Muslim reformers. In this article, Dr. Ahmed destroyed the defense which was given by Professor Todd Green of Representative Ilhan Omar, as he claimed that she was the victim of Islamophobic strategies. So without further ado, let's continue with Dr. Ahmed.
As a Muslim woman, I certainly condemn all who blindly hate me and all my co-religionists. This is anti-Muslim xenophobia, but that should not make me or any other Muslim immune from criticism if I take actions that deserve criticism. We are all responsible for what we do and say in life.
Here is a problem I have with so-called moderate Muslims, because they will tell you, we're Muslims. But at the same time, they will tell you, we're loving and peaceful. We have no problem for anybody to criticize us, but we do not want people to blindly hate us. So in simple words, Dr. Ahmed here is playing the role of the devil's advocate. She is confusing the American people. Those are the naive Americans who do not know too much about Islam, and trying to break Islam to these two categories, the radicals and the moderate. But when we study the Quran, once again, I emphasized on that so many times in this study, that Islam is the cult of the radicals, not the religion or the faith of the moderate, because there are no moderate Muslims, because simply there is no moderate Islam. Perhaps what Dr. Ahmed needs to know is that according to Islam, which maybe she is unfamiliar with, you cannot criticize Islam. You cannot criticize the Muslims who are practicing Islam, because this will be slander. And according to Sharia, slander means anything that might offend a Muslim, even if it is true. Do you know what is a punishment for slander, Dr. Ahmed? It is death. So I do not know, where are you and when can you really tell this message to the Muslims of the Middle East in the 57 Muslim countries, including the country where your ancestors came from, that is Pakistan. In Pakistan, they are persecuting the Christians because they simply say Muhammad is not a prophet. And they would say that is punishable by death. And you here in America trying to teach the American people that you are willing to take criticism, that is deception. And I would love to have you for a debate to see if you really can handle my criticism to Islam, that is Allah, Muhammad, and yourself. Now, Dr. Ahmed will share with us about the connection between Representative Ilhan Omar and Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan.
Like other anti-Semites, Omar does not see herself as a bigot. Following the example of Jew hater Louis Farrakhan, who last month called her sweetheart and urged her not to apologize for her anti-Semitic remarks, she sees herself as a defiant icon of tolerance for other groups.
And if you know who Louis Farrakhan is, and if you know his stand on Israel and the Jews and white Americans, now you get a glimpse of who Ilhan Omar really is. He called her sweetheart, and he encouraged her not to apologize. And when she made her apology, it was cheap words. That's what it is. Because there is no repentance in Ilhan Omar. The problem is not in Ilhan Omar. The problem is not in even Louis Farrakhan. The problem is in the liberal Democrats who are praising and bringing the Muslims to America to do whatever they wish. And Dr. Ahmed, you are right about describing Ilhan Omar as a defining icon of tolerance for other groups. I looked at the word defiant in the dictionary, and behold, it says it is the act of standing up to an opponent or authority. And that's exactly what we see right now Muslims are doing in America. They're asking for their right, and they're deceiving the West. And when they get to higher position, they act defiantly, which also means a bold resistance to authority or opposition. And that is exactly what Democrats have been doing and will continue to do until America is no more. Now let us look at how Dr. Ahmed is critiquing Representative Ilhan Omar and Muslims like her who hate and attack the Jews.
Omar and other anti-Semites believe they are quite justified in attacking Jews. They see their anti-Semitism not as hatred, but as a revelation. Theirs is a brilliant understanding of the, quote, true nature of Jews, of U.S.-Israel relations, and of the, quote, Israel lobby in their view.
And I'm going to pick on the word revelation. Perhaps, Dr. Ahmed, you need to read the revelation of Allah to your prophet Muhammad. And perhaps you need to read the teaching of your prophet to Ilhan Omar and the rest of the Muslims who believe just as she believes. And if you know exactly what's going on there, you'll find out that they are anti-Semitic because simply they are true Muslim believers who practice the teaching of Islam. This is the reality of your Islam, which you're not aware of, or you're simply deceiving the West by teaching you lies about how Muslims ought to live and treat the Jewish people. Muslims all over the world, not just Ilhan Omar, hate America because America supports Israel. And this is reality. The day America turns its back against Israel, which is going to come in the near future when the Democrats will take over the White House, that is the day where Muslims will have their victory against Israel. That's when we see the final war, where Muslims will be united from many Muslim countries to go on war against Israel. And don't forget, Dr. Ahmed, that Muslims in planet Earth believe that Israel is a small devil and America is the great Satan. In other words, they hate Israel, but they cannot do anything to it because the great Satan is supporting it. But when Muslims will take over America, as we will see this happening through the Liberal Party, that is when the Muslims will have victory over not just Israel, but they will also persecute the church in planet Earth. That's when we will see the great persecution. That's when the Islamic cult will be in control of planet Earth and Sharia will be applied worldwide. Well, let us learn about Representative Ilhan Omar and her relationship with the anti-Muslim bigotry, as stated by Dr. Ahmed.
The Congresswoman and her defenders, including seemingly progressive Democrats, view her anti-Semitism as a defensive response to anti-Muslim bigotry. This is precisely how Nazi ideology portrayed the anti-Semitism that justified the mass murder of the Holocaust.
Is the problem we have in America or around the world between Muslims and Jews have anything to do with anti-Muslim bigotry? In other words, are the Jewish people who live on earth hating the Muslims and showing bigotry to the Muslims? How many Jewish men have ever shown any bigotry attempt against Ilhan Omar or any of the Muslims who live in Somalia? The answer is none. When Muhammad hated the Jews, he did not hate them because he went on war against him. He hated them because they refused to accept him as a prophet. And that is the message which we read throughout the Quran. Because they rejected the verses of Allah, because they rejected the message of Allah, because they rejected Islam, Allah taught Muhammad, those are the worst of the creatures. Because they are infidels in the beliefs of Islam. And that's why Allah ordered Muhammad and the Muslim believers not only to hate the Jews, but to wipe them out from the face of the earth. And the same goes for Christians or idol worshippers or anyone who will not submit to Islam. So it is not about retaliation for bigotry, but it is about the practice of the commands of Allah and Muhammad to get rid and eliminate all those who will never submit to Muhammad. And that is the only reason for why we have hatred of the Muslims to the Jews and the Christians and anyone who will not submit to Islam.
The Straight Way of Grace Ministry is excited to announce the creation of two new convenient materials to help you in your ministry to the Muslim community. Our first booklet is titled, The Straight Way to Eternal Life. How many times have you met a Muslim man or woman, maybe in an airport or on a bus or in your neighborhood, and you felt burdened to share the good news of Jesus Christ, but you didn't know what to say or even where to begin? We have produced a small, convenient tract that will empower you to reach those lost in the deception of Islam. This 24-page mini booklet will share three facts. First, it seeks to convince Muslims that the Bible has not been corrupted, using just the verses from the Quran. Secondly, it reveals convincing proof that the Quran cannot be the Word of God due to an overwhelming number of errors and contradictions. Finally, it clearly presents the loving truth of the soul-saving gospel of Jesus Christ. Our second new booklet addresses the violent nature of the core teachings of Islam. Muslims continually claim that Islam is a loving and peaceful religion. They also insist that violence is committed by only a few radicals who misunderstood Muhammad's teachings in the Quran. This new booklet, titled The Violent Truth About Islam, examines dozens of passages from the Quran, the Hadith, and Muslim scholars. This powerful booklet will leave no doubt that Islam's long history of intolerance and bloodshed arises from the very words of Allah and the example of Muhammad's life. To order these new booklets, please visit thestraightway.org for more information.
Now, as for the statement of Dr. Ahmed, that this is precisely how Nazi ideology portrayed the anti-Semitism that justified the mass murder of the Holocaust. I disagree with you. I believe the only connection between the killing of the Jews in the Holocaust and the killing of Muslims to the Jews in the last 1400 years, it is just because both of the Nazis and the Muslims worship the same God. Allah and Satan is one and the same. And that's why we have the hatred towards God's chosen people, the Jews. And all those who bless the Jews will be blessed, and all those who curse the Jews will be cursed. That is the promise of God Himself as we see it in the scripture. Now let us look at Dr. Ahmed's opinion concerning the House resolution.
Encompassing all bigotries with anti-Semitism in the House resolution trivializes the single most enduring and lethal genocidal hatred that has coursed through civilizations. A great damage has been done to America's Jews.
This is the resolution which brought by the Democrats, who is in charge of the House, concerning Ilhan Omar and her bigotries concerning the Jews. So now they mixed up the problem we have of Ilhan Omar with everybody else. We're going to all hold hands, as I said before. We're all going to sing the Kumbaya song, and nobody will insult anybody else in America. And Dr. Ahmed sees that this is a great damage which have done to the American Jews. What about the American Christians? What about anybody else in America who would be locked up in some jail in the near future when they pass the laws which says you cannot criticize Islam? You see, the whole idea for this House resolution is to shut down anyone who speaks the truth against the Muslims or against Islam, which means in the near future, we will lose our First Amendment, the right to speak our mind. That is the problem I have with this resolution of the Democrats, because in reality, this was a victory to the Muslims, much more than any damage done to the Jews of America, or the Jews of Israel. Now let us look at the great deception of the Muslim, who literally turned themselves from being criminals to be victorious. And that's exactly what happened to the naive Democrats, who were with sincere heart fulfilling the desires of the Muslims, like Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar, who were put into this great position by the help of the Muslim Brotherhood, CARE, and others.
While many Democrats who broadened the House resolution to condemn all sorts of hatred may have embarked on this task with true sincerity, they have been held hostage to a true coup d'etat driven by Islamist ideologies.
And here we can say amen, Dr. Ahmed, because that's exactly what the Muslims of America wanted to do or to accomplish. They want to make the Democrats hostage, not only the Democrats, but even the Republicans. Because believe it or not, what is happening right now among the Democrats, when the conservatives are gone from the Republican Party, they will be doing the same thing. You will be seeing Muslims running in both parties. The Democrats and the Republicans will open their doors to bring Muslims in for the hope that they will not be called Islamophobic. And that vote which we have gained from the House of Representatives by the leadership of the liberals will be the mark from which we know for sure that the liberals will continue to be hostage to the Muslims of America. And then the rest of the country will fall in the same position. And that is exactly what Dr. Ahmed is about to share with us in the following comment.
This House resolution now lays the ground for all public discourse to be judged on Islamism's rules of engagement, denying anti-Semitism while propagating it, claiming false moral equivalency of Islamophobia to anti-Semitism, and pretending that any critical scrutiny of Islamism and Islamists is motivated by anti-Muslim prejudice.
Now I have to read to you the entire paragraph one more time by replacing the word Islamism by Islam and the word Islamist by the word Muslims. So this statement can be 100% accurate if we read it as follows. This House resolution now lays the ground for all public discourse to be judged on Islam's rules, not Islamism rules, but Islam rules of engagement, denying anti-Semitism while propagating it, claiming false moral equivalency of Islamophobia to anti-Semitism, and pretending that any critical criticism of Islam, not Islamism, and Muslims, not Islamists, is motivated by anti-Muslim prejudice. You see, that is a problem I have with those who so-called moderate Muslims or Muslim reformers. They are telling us about the problem, which is Islam and the Muslims, but they change the word Islam to Islamist and Muslim to Muslimist, which is hogwash. Dr. Ahmed, why not we meet for a debate and prove to me that there is differences between Islamism, which is Islam, and Islamists, which are the Muslims? It is just in your head. It is a myth in your brain. But in reality, there is no such a thing as Islamist or Islamism. It is simply Islam and Muslims. And if you don't know what Muslims believe about Islam, maybe you just simply need to read your Quran, sister, and the saying of your prophet Muhammad. So you'll find out you are just simply living in La La Land with your ignorance of your Muhammad and your Allah. Now we got to the end of Dr. Kanta Ahmed's article. And I praise God that I have not lost my mind yet by listening to her propaganda, even though she's telling so much truth about the problem of the Democrats and the Muslims who believe in Islam, the words of Allah in the Quran, and the commands of Muhammad in the Hadith, which maybe Dr. Ahmed is so ignorant of. I know that Dr. Ahmed is a medical doctor. She is not a theologian doctor, and I guarantee you, if anyone will challenge her for a debate, like all moderate Muslims, they will tell you, we're just simple Muslim people. We're not scholars. We're not imam. We are not a great theologians in Islam. Therefore, we're not going to debate you. But in the same time, they can create this propaganda Islam for the Americans to create for themselves a great opportunity to coexist with the Americans and take over America. For here is what's happening. In America, you will see that Islamists running for office through the Liberal Party, and Dr. Ahmed and the rest of the moderate Muslims like her will be running in the offices of the Republican Party. And therefore, Muslims can celebrate both sides of the aisles as you will see more and more Muslims running for offices all over America. So let us listen to the conclusion of Dr. Ahmed.
The House resolution elevates criticism of Islamists to the equivalence of genocidal hatred directed at the only persecuted minority in the world, the Jews, who have been confronted by their own near extinction. The protection of any future anti-Semitic speech, by a Muslim in particular, is now established. To criticize a Muslim for anti-Semitism will now get you labeled a hater of all Muslims. This is a victory for America's Islamists and a defeat for all other Americans, not just for American Jews.
Do you know, my friends, that right now, a conservative Muslim woman who is a refugee from Iraq is running against Ilhan Omar in the 5th District of Minnesota. That's exactly how America would be destroyed in the near future. Muslims running all over the offices and taking as many seats they possibly can. My friends, we must believe that Dr. Ahmed is a deceived woman or the greatest deceiver of all. There is no way you can tell me a person in her age with her high education as a medical doctor who lived in Saudi Arabia for an entire year. She does not know anything about Allah or his words in the Quran or Muhammad and his saying in the Hadith concerning the Jews or Christians or, as a matter of fact, any of non-Muslim believer. This is beyond my imagination. But the sad thing is, not Dr. Ahmed does not know Islam. It is the Americans who do not know anything about Islam. Those who will listen to Dr. Ahmed, who will read her books, who will be infiltrated by her propaganda about Islamism and Islamists. And to continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul, but now the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.